actually been out to the site. We're leaving it to ARTC to make rectification to the infrastructure. We're concentrating on the actual logistics of getting that track moving again until such time as that track is restored.
What will your role be then in the next couple of weeks?
Next, the role with us is to start coordinating both the road movements to an intermediate railhead and getting rail back into play and taking the containers, especially the grain and chickpeas, down to Port Botany.
What kind of backlog are you hearing about? How much freight have you got waiting to roll?
There's quite a fair bit out here. We're trying to get to the position where we can move about 60 containers per day back onto rail down to Sydney, and that may build up to about 88, depending on how quickly can we build the service back up.
And are you doing it in kind of a priority order? Have you decided which products could spoil and things like that?
We're leaving it up to the owners of the cargo. We're just supplying the actual capacity to be able to move in whichever priority order they wish to do so. It's a commercial arrangement between the rail operator and the owner of the cargo, so we're suspecting that that's all being done in the background and it'll be prioritised. We just want to get the things moving.
So what have you had to do to find a way to service those 60 container movements a day?
We've met with both road and rail transport companies, local councils, the roads and maritime services to put together a very robust plan that we can use existing routes that's there for B-doubles or road trains if it's on the approved road train route, making sure that we have enough equipment up here to be able to do so and removing any impediments that may be there, and just generally coordinating all of the groups that we'll have a single plan to get this freight back moving.
Has that involved bringing in lots of additional resources to the region? I mean, obviously that's a lot of trucks. Are you having to bring in 60 trucks to the region?
No, we have been, like I say, working with the transport companies. There's about 8 rigs coming up from Victoria to assist in the task. And after meeting with them last night, they believe that we'll have sufficient resources to do that sort of level of movements.
Okay, so what will the road use be like then? Will there be much impact on normal traffic with these additional trucks on the road?
Well, we believe that we'll be able to accommodate, like I say, about 50 round trips. At the moment, we're targeting for that to go by B-double down to West Tamworth, an existing rail facility there. Or alternatively, we're going on site this morning to have a look at West Gunnedah to see whether we can access the site there to be able to transfer the containers to rail.
Okay, and I guess the weight of these loads is significant. What impact will it have on the local road networks, and are you expecting it to cause much damage?
Certainly, Roads and Maritime Service and local councils will monitor the road condition as part of the arrangements in place for moving these containers. But we are, wherever possible, staying within the load limits and staying in the approved configurations for trucks moving, like I say, to either West Tamworth or West Gunnedah.
Now, in terms of, I guess you're talking about some of the sort of the bulk goods, the wheat and the cotton. What about the coal movement? What impact, what are you doing in terms of discussions about returning that freight?
Certainly at the moment we've been concentrating on the more perishable traffic to get that backlog moved. We'll be in contact with the coal companies this morning. We are aware that they have made significant requests back into local councils and Roads and Maritime Services about the coal movements. Like I say, we've been focusing on the perishables, but we'll be talking with the coal companies this morning.
That would significantly change then the impact on local roads, do you think? If those movements are allowed?
It's a bit early to assess that. We, like I say, we concentrated on one area first. We'll be talking to the coal companies this morning and with RMS or Roads and Maritime Services just to determine what that impact is.
Okay. And if this is going over 3 weeks or up until the ARTC is saying it's hopeful they can get it up and run by Christmas, is it sustainable to mount these operations for the next couple of weeks?
Yes, certainly is, and that's one of the reasons why we've been very careful with the plan, that we put in a robust, sustainable plan that can operate whether it's for 3 weeks or whatever time it takes to restore the train services. Obviously, we would prefer to have the train services restored as soon as possible, but equally it's important to get these containers on the move.
How long could you sustain this kind of operation for, and is this actually getting the freight out as quickly as it would in a rail situation?
It's certainly restoring it back to coming out as quickly as what we would normally move in rail, or the capacity to do so, and then we're adding some more capacity just to clear some of the backlog that's here. And we believe it will be sustainable. We'll leave it to RTC to determine when we can get that track back, but yes, it's sustainable.
And you were briefed, I understand the ARTC were coming up to actually brief you on where they were with the repair work. Are they still confident that they can meet a Christmas deadline?
Like I say, I'm leaving it to ARTC to determine when they can restore the track for us. We are in contact with ARTC just to keep abreast of where they're up to. So at the moment, it's in ARTC's hands.